To kick off the new school year, something called the New Teacher Challenge has taken off on platforms like TikTok and Twitter. But this trending challenge is not harmless. It's become the latest form of cyberbullying of people with physical disabilities. Parents tape themselves showing their children an image of their new teacher. But in reality, it's the face of a person with a physical difference, like Melissa Blake. She's a disability activist born with a rare genetic bone and muscular disorder called Freeman-Sheldon syndrome. Melissa joins us now on Skype from her home in DeKalb, Illinois. Welcome, Melissa.
Hi, Tanya. Thanks for having me.
Yes. You know, I'm reading here that you don't even have a TikTok.
No, I don't. I feel like I'm a generation too old for TikTok, so I never got into that.
But me too.
I just started getting messages from people who follow me on Instagram and Twitter telling me I saw people using your picture on TikTok for this new prank, and I just wanted to let you know that I've reported these accounts. That's how I originally heard about it.
The mocking of your appearance is something that you've dealt with before, but you say that the bullying is getting worse online. How have you decided to fight back?
I think in a way I fight back by, I think, being a disability activist. Sometimes it would be easier, I think, if I just said, oh, I've had enough of social media. I'm just, not going to be on because it's just too many bullies. But then I think by being on there and remaining visible and sharing my story, I think I'm in a way saying that, these bullies and cyberbullying is not going to drive me away from social media. Because I think a lot of this prank is when they use people, physical differences, when they use their picture. I think a lot of it is because our society hasn't normalized disabled people and people who look different. So I feel like every time, I post a selfie or I share something about my life as a disabled woman, I feel like that is representation that is going to really combat this ableism.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that really speaks to the other side of what social media can do. As you said, it normalizes people who are part of our everyday lives because we have more exposure and an understanding. Freeman-Sheldon syndrome is a genetic bone and muscular disorder, as I mentioned. You've had 26 surgeries, and this impacts your day-to-day life.
Yeah, it does. I had all my surgeries. I'm 39 now. I had my first surgery when I was 10 weeks old, and then I had my last one when I was 16. My mobility obviously is limited. I can walk, but just very short distances, so I use a wheelchair the majority of the time.
I'm just astonished by what these parents are teaching their children about difference by making this a joke for social media clicks and likes.
I wouldn't excuse it if it was like teenagers doing it. They're just teenagers. But then when I found out that it was the parents that were doing this, I thought, shouldn't they be the ones that are teaching their children that this sort of thing isn't okay? Mm-hmm. So that's what I was most shocked about, is that it was actual adults that think this is funny.
How can social media platforms like TikTok be more proactive and no longer really tolerating this form of cyberbullying? And all cyberbullying, really.
Yeah, I think it's really important, I think, because, people with disabilities like myself can speak out all we want. But if these social media platforms aren't taking a proactive role to, take down these videos when they see them, then my being so vocal is only going to go so far. So I think it's really important people report these videos if they are taken down.
Mm-hmm.
And I think these social media platforms have to have like a zero tolerance policy for these things.
Yeah, because initially when this came up to them, they said that this did not violate the terms of use.
Every time multiple people, when they would message me to tell me my photo was being used, they would say I reported it and TikTok told me that it doesn't violate the guidelines. And people have even sent me screenshots of TikTok saying, oh, this, it doesn't violate anything.
They have since cracked down on this. But Melissa, what is the takeaway from all of this that you want parents to know?
I think the most important thing is, I've gotten messages from people that never did the challenge, but when they heard about my story, they used it as an opportunity to talk to their children. And I think use this horrible prank as an opportunity to really do something positive and, you know, teach the children that people with disabilities aren't something to be feared. Mm-hmm. And I think if we have these open conversations about disabilities and about what it's like to be disabled and that people with disabilities aren't so different, I think for the next generation, they can grow up in a world where they're not afraid of people with disabilities.
That's disability activist Melissa Blake. Thank you so much for talking with us about this.
Well, thank you so much for having me.